Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, David, that's your quarterback, potentially. 5 o'clock. Great to have you guys with us. We're going to get back into the Lions, and I do want to sprinkle something new in. So we will start with the schedule, but I have a side note. And the side note is something anyone who participates in the scheduling thing can comment on, or if you have no interest in talking about the schedule and you're a fan, you still should have an opinion on this. It's a question, and again, I'd never get crazy about. When teams win, they charge you more money for your tickets. They have a business to run. It's not illegal. It's not immoral. It's not unethical. Now, how much you increase ticket prices or how often, then it just becomes an issue of palatability. Well, the Lions have had two of the most aggressive price increases each of the last two seasons. Now, I understand they have won games. 2 years ago, you make the NFC title game, you bet your ass you had to expect you were going to pay more for your tickets. Last year, 15-2, don't win a playoff game. Uh-oh, we're going up again. And you've read the stories and heard from fans. Hey, my tickets used to cost $3,000. They're $12,000 now, or $5,000 and they're $15,000. Here, I wanted to baseline this. Just what it costs to get into the building for your Detroit Lions. We're talking about the schedule, right? Well, part of that is, geez, you want to go to a game or 12. I was floored. People, Rico and Evan were kind enough to dig up some of these numbers. David was messing around with it. Do you know what it costs for a standing room only ticket to get into Ford Field? Standing room only. $309 for a standing room ticket. If you want an actual seat, well, if you're already spending $309 to stand on your potatoes, you may as well spend $358. That is the single cheapest ticket. This is a very basic question, and only you, the people, can answer it. And look, the answer's probably no, because there's still a waiting list for season tickets. But has it gone too far? I don't know how you justify taking your kid to a game, standing room only, $618 for a pair to stand there. I just don't. And I mean, it's not cliche to just say fact. They've priced people out. But on the other hand, and the team has a right to say it, we have a waiting list. My question is, how long does it stay this way? I was blown away by those prices. For standing room?
Mike, right. And then you got to get there early if you want to at least get to the front of the line for standing room. If not, you're in a mosh pit. You just paid money to basically walk the Concord and watch the game on the monitors and on the Jumbotron, but you got the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're paying for is atmosphere right now.
But have
now.
They priced you out as a fan? It's just a very basic question. You love this team. You want to support this team. You enjoyed, past tense, going to Ford Field. Now they've priced you out. And again, it's not criminal. It's not unethical. But there comes a point where you go, huh, we've gone a little far for a team that's never been to a Super Bowl, doesn't have, as I like to put it, not rings, rangs. Like when you're the Patriots and you have a library of Lombardi trophies, rangs, right, with a Z at the end. Right. You can get away with certain things.
You're the Chiefs, right.
Even the Eagles. They've been to three Super Bowls, right, won two of them in a decade,
yes,
not a lifetime.
I will say this, you're probably about 3-4 years away, Mike, because Lions games are still an event. They're a place to be. It's a place for the casual fan to go hang out and say, I was at the Lions game, or I scored seats to the Lions game. I was there for this game because they're winning. It's the bandwagon effect. Now, in about 3-4 years, if you don't win, it'll go away. Same like back in the day, even though they did win the NBA title, think about the Pistons, you know, 20 years ago. Like everybody was trying to get to the Palace. You know, the Palace. When the Tigers were good, they were packing the park when they were making the World Series. You probably have a shelf life of a couple of years. So long as people are paying it, I think people want to be a part of something, and you feel like, man, if I go to this game, and what if this team wins the Super Bowl, I could say I was there. So
cool story. So yeah, I think those people need lives. The bottom line in all of it.
Well, they're paying $300 to stand.
Are they? Because we're going to find out. I think this is egregious. There's no reason for it. You already got the money from the seats. You already got the money from the season ticket increases that in some cases are 90% higher than they were 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you really need $309 for an SRO?
Yeah, because you may be at a game and witness a team that wins the Super Bowl at the end of the year.
You're not listening. Does the team need it?
Oh, no.
That's my point. Like, you don't need 100 cents on the dollar. Take 90. Leave an effing crumb for the average guy. How do you, that's all I'm saying. It irks me. Like, I grew up, I couldn't afford to go to Giants games. The best I could hope for is once every other year, a friend of the family would hand us preseason tickets. Like, it's not right.
No, they don't need it, Mike, but it's business. And if I can get it, I'm going to take it.
So the question, people, where are you at on that as we talk schedule? Because standing room only, I mean, can you imagine paying $300 for a ticket and you don't get a seat? No thanks. But schedule.
Regular season game.
Rico, if you told me it's the NFC title game and they want to get $300 for standing room only,
right,
I now sit on your side of the table and I give you a hearty handshake. The cheapest SRO for a regular season game? I must have missed the parade.
No, is it over the top? Yes, but it's business, not personal. If they want to give me the money, I'll take it.
I'm interested to see if people will. All right, the other angle, the schedule. We actually had it yesterday. Got very fortunate. Rico got his Inspector Clouseau outfit on. This is the second hardest schedule in the league. It's the hardest road schedule in the history of the NFL by win percentage. The over-under in Vegas is 10.5. Now, morning show had 14 wins, 13 wins. I can't help those guys. I mean, they're high in their own supply. I want to know if you'd sign a piece of paper right now if this team won 11 games. Because I would.
Well, it's funny that you said that, because just watching that NFL show in the break, the Chiefs and the Eagles, they did the win-loss game.
Yeah.
Both teams came up at 11 wins.
Oh, they didn't come up at 17, no?
No.
16-1?
No.
15-2?
No.
Oh.
I just thought that was funny. Like, the defending champions, and they said, probably 11-6. They did the whole win-loss thing. And I was like,
if we were on the air on our sister station, WIP in Philly, I would say the same damn thing about the defending Super Bowl champions. 11-6, I'd sign the piece of paper right now. I don't even know the Eagles' schedule. The fact the Lions are 10.5, you have them under. Kenny has them under. David and I'm trying to be positive, 11-6. But would I be shocked at 10-7? I wouldn't. Because the thing fans refuse to acknowledge is the loss of both coordinators. High-level guys. This staff got gutted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very difficult to replace one really good coordinator, but both.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We talked about it earlier. You're underdogs in five games. You're favored by less than two in three games. No. The margins are not big. So where are you at with it? And if you want, when we come back, because I want to keep it timely, you can breeze through the schedule.
Okay.
You've got it memorized by now. You've read the damn thing 30 times the last 2 days. But yeah, it's just, where are you guys at with it? So if you want to comment on the ticket price thing, go ahead. Schedule, 10.5 is the number. Would you sign a piece of paper at 11?
Well, I didn't feel as quite like a hater once I saw the so-called experts saying, yeah, Kansas City and Philly, they're both probably win 11 games.
Okay. Only labeled a hater by the Rory Hour in the morning. Here's Heather with the news. 248-539.
Baby's head falls off.
Right. I mean, it's just the idea. I mean,
I'm going to check my cameras.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's get to the people. Multitude Alliance topics.
Okay.
Okay, here, go ahead, Rico. By the way, that's on one of the TVs in the office.
We should put it on in here.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea for radio. Let's go to Cliff, 97.1. What's up, Cliff?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
yes, Cliff. Sir.
I've got some bad news about J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
The guy is good. He's got a good arm. He's smart. And he's mobile. That's why they let Sam Arnold go. It wasn't due to Sam Arnold. It's due to J.J. Remember who called and told you how good this kid is.
You did, Cliff.
Cliff, I think he's one of the wild cards of the 2025 NFL season. If he is good, like you're saying, the Vikings roster is Super Bowl good.
He's got all the toys. He just has to produce.
Indeed. Hey, thanks, guys. And go Lions, go Tigers, go Pistons, and go Red Wings.
All right. You didn't say go blue. It means I can still like you. Excellent. Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going, fellas? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, hey. Sir. What's on your mind?
So, speaking of Lions ticket prices, like, you know, I can't even take my kids to the game. I mean, you're talking $300 for standing room only.
Yeah.
My six-year-old's been begging me for 2 years to go to a game, and I got to look him in the face and go, sorry, buddy, it's just too expensive. You know, getting gifted tickets is cool, but, you know, you got to think with food, parking, and the ticket prices, you're pricing out the average fan. The people that go that make the crowd loud and what it is, you're pricing them out. Well, you got these old people that sit there and not getting loud. It's ridiculous.
And Andrew, I guess the kid is too young to be like, hey, there's Christmas or you can go to the game. You can only have one.
Well, he's six. You can't have Andrew act like me. Wait a second. Andrew's got to be a little more delicate.
He's too young for that.
But like, Andrew, let me ask you a question. And I don't.
Absolutely.
I don't want to. I just felt like it was way different between the Tampa and LA game in 23. than the Washington game last year. Didn't it seem a lot more wine and cheese? It didn't seem like the same type of fan, the same, like, die. It just felt different. And I'm telling you, Andrew, when teams do this, it does change Kenny, go ahead. You hop in and I'll get to Andrew. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just I'm afraid that this turns into like the Toronto Maple Leafs where it's all wine and cheese, or it turns into the New York Yankees. Where
very
it's
corporate.
All very corporate, very wine and cheese. That terrifies me because this fan base has been so good for these last couple of years, for in not even just in Fort Field.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, and I agree, and I did kind of notice that as well. I mean, the run that they had a couple years ago where they beat, you know, L.A. and Tampa to go to the NFC Championship game, I mean, the crowd was unbelievable. I mean, everyone was pumped. And then you go 15-2, and then you get into the playoffs, and you're playing Washington. It's just, it seemed like it wasn't, there wasn't enough passion, and people were just settled for, we won our two playoff games last year, we're cool. Yeah, we finished 15-2, but you know, it is what it is, but it's just ridiculous how the ticket prices. And I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Of course, man. You got it, Andrew. And look, they got a business to run, but I think there's a cost. And I do think the cost is a lot of your most passionate fans just simply get priced out.
Yeah, you're right, Mike, because the fans don't play on the field, but you didn't have the real fans for that playoff game. You had some, but a lot of the real hardcore fans couldn't afford that seat.
Let's go to Paul. He's up next, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, I got a little request for you. If you could find the clip of Pat Caputo going, like talking about family jewels and like how he's a stupid, idiotic sports reporter, I'd be forever grateful for that. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. I'll put you on hold when the call's over, and I'm sure you can tell Kenny a little more detail. Maybe we can find it. I don't, though, Paul.
Yeah, that would be great. And then, listen, with the Lions, man, look, first of all, I'm not paying, you know, $350 for standing room tickets. That's just not going to happen. And second of all, they're going to take a pretty big step back this year. And it's not because they're not a good team. It's because they have such a difficult schedule. And, I mean, I hate to say it, and I hate to be this guy, but they blew their best chance in 2024, man, when they were up 17 at the half in the NFC Championship game. Last year, you can say what you want about last year. A lot of things went their way. And, you know.
You're not being that guy. You're being realistic. You will never. The odds will suggest you will never be up 17 in an NFC title game ever. You were. It was right there. And you had the football with a chance to get points, and you went for it instead. So, no, Paul, you're not that guy. You're being real. They may never have a better chance than that, ever.
I don't think they will, just because it was a golden opportunity, Mike. And I know. I think if they would have gone to the Super Bowl, they would have hit the Chiefs over the head with a trash can.
I totally agree.
Injuries, nothing really you can do about it. They had Rico and David playing in the secondary for that game.
And so, Paul, here's the other one, too. Like, if we were doing a show in Buffalo, it's the same thing with the 13-second game. You're in Arrowhead. You're up. You handed the Chiefs the ball with 13 seconds to go, and you lost your chance for the Super Bowl. Like, Paul, that organization, I argue, has never gotten over that moment. So, no, you're not a bad guy for that at all, dude.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, certain times, it's just a moment in time. Mm-hmm. I'll never be over Game 7, Celtics-Lakers 2010. Kendrick Perkins doesn't play. The Lakers kill us on the glass. If Ray Allen hits a singular three, we win the game. Ray Allen went 1 for 50. It was like, can he pick up lines at the bar? It's just 1 for 50. Never get over it.
Yeah, the 13. No, because I remember the 13-second game. Josh Allen is pointing to the crowd. Yeah, he's looking for the hat. Like, come on, give me that hat. We're going to the Super Bowl.
And
right?
Mahomes.
This is about the cider shirt, isn't it? That's why I'm taking all these strays.
It is because I made fun of it yesterday, and of all the things, you went into that closet and you chose violence.
I saw it. I saw it sitting on a shelf, and I was like, that's what I'm going to do today.
That's what I'm rocking today. Let's go over to Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up, man?
Enjoy the show, so thanks. I got online last night right at 8:30 when they get tickets, and I tell you what, it was sickening because I've been taking my son since he was 4 or 5 years old to, I don't know why, I thought I taught him better, but he's a Dallas fan. So we've been to Dallas, several Dallas games around the country, down in Dallas here, but haven't been to one in a long time. So we saw the opponent. We didn't know what day it was going to be, and all of a sudden they announced it last night. So I jump online, And you guys got your tickets cheaper than I found, because I found standing room. They were over 400 with the fees and thing, more than that. And then so finally I bid. I'm in the 300 section, and my tickets with fees over $900. By the time you go down to parking and the, you know, all that dinner and all that stuff, it's going to be a $1,300, $1,400 day. And there's no way. I mean, it's it was hard when I saw that number to push that button to accept it. But like I said, it's been a big deal for us for a long, long time. And holy shit, though. My wife is not going
to
be happy with
you. Oh, boy. Yeah, no, well, yeah, you're going to need to, you're going to have to make some reparations on that one, Jimmy. Spend the summer, earn your honey points. I don't know what to say there. Look, the only thing I'll tell you is at the end of it, Rico's going to win out because, look, at I mean, it's things changed for me when I, like, once you hit 40, I don't know, at least me, I started looking at things a little different. I viewed my parents as getting old for the first time, even though like, they're not old, but I know they're old by number. The whole point is you're chasing memories. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you're not going to be in your deathbed and checking your bank statement. So you do that, and that's your thing, and you're taking your kid. You do it. And it's the weapon teams can use against you. I know that. At a certain point, though, they're taking away the choice to do it. Mm-hmm. Look, he can do it. He knows. His wife's going to be pissed when she sees the credit card bill. You figure it out.
I'm in trouble, but it's supply and demand.
It's like if we got Trey Hendrickson. The capologist would be angry, and Brad has to go, look, we'll figure it out, honey. We'll be okay.
Right. How are we supposed to pay him and pay off golf?
We'll figure it out.
Go get a drink.
Take a HELOC. Up next, the Lions take a HELOC on Ford Field to get Trey Hendrickson. Could you imagine that headline?
Right. They default on the payment, and Ishbia buys the loan.
Okay. All right. All right, David on the ticket text, odyssey.com. Rewind, you missed anything. A lot of schedule talk today, even a wild trade idea for the Wings. It's all there if you want it. David, what do you got?
Yeah, regarding the pricing, someone says 100% ridiculous for tickets to all sporting events. I haven't been able to attend one in years.
Okay, this is going to sound terrible, but I'm partially trying to make you feel better, and I'm partially just shooting straight. You're not missing anything. The at-home experience has never been better. I mean, we 15 years ago, we lived in a time where it's like, hey, Bob, want to come over and check out my plasma TV? Yeah. It cost $8,000. Like, nah, great TVs are cheap.
Now, and if the game is broadcasted in 4K.
Exactly. It's your home.
If you hook it up to your surround sound, you can get that feel. Now, the only thing you can't get is just the atmosphere.
Called in earlier. All right. That guy called in about taking his kid for standing room only or whatever. He could call Paulson's and get a Sonos soundbar for less.
I know.
Crank that puppy up and relax.
Right, but as you said, the kid's going to remember that game.
I know. Yeah. No, that I know. I'm saying in general.
Yeah.
You're not missing anything, man, and especially at the college level. See, those stadiums, most of them, not this. I'm not going to make this about what you think I am. Most of those stadiums are not nice enough for the price they're charging you.
Well, I was about to say, most of the stadiums aren't filled that you could just buy your tickets day of game.
He's not
for
wrong.
About, it'll cost you more to park than to get two tickets. So, no, I'm with you on that. And the funny thing is, like, I guess it is the greed, because even last year and the year before when the teams were good, like the dog crap games, like the Carolina Panthers, the seats were nothing. And it was like, okay, if you want to take your kid, this is the equivalent of a preseason game.
Go to week they play the Giants. Nobody will be there.
So now you got to hope that.
It was funny. I had a friend ask me, he goes, hey, you're going to go to that Giants game, right? I go, who this? you must be kidding me. I go, you got the wrong number?
I was wondering if, no, here's why. Once again, memories, you, Big G.
He don't even really like going.
Okay. I imagine David and do any of your kids like the Steelers?
No, they don't, but they like football, so I'll take them.
Right.
But
it's also hard to justify if I show up and it's like, Giants are going to get bodied. Like, if my team was good, maybe, but like, we're terrible.
So, I mean,
here's the other problem for me is I got to watch all the games because of the football show and the pod and all. No, I can't. I don't know how these guys are doing these games and doing the the play-by-play and they're watching anything.
It's called a lot of recording. If you want to be honest about it, you just record.
Rico just got a TiVo. It's 2002.
TiVo? Jesus. Boop, boop.
No, it ain't TV. You just record.
You remember when people
when that when first came out?
You're like, oh my god, I can record games.
Or when Sling TV came out, and you could actually watch it like on your phone or on a tablet or on your laptop. I just thought maybe you and Big G. I know Dave. Look, I'm trying to go to one of the Monday night games.
I love how Rico does this. When we did the topic last year, I go, yeah, what a son I am. I got him Sunday tickets so he could watch the G-Men. I should have shown up, ding dong, punched him in the face and walked away. Hey, Dad, we're going to follow that one up. Here's seats on the 50 for the Giants and Lions. And second quarter. Dead.
Trick play.
Right. Here's half the money. I'm going to punch you in the face. And I'm
the National Lampoon. Yeah. Kick in the junk. All right, David, go ahead.
Someone did make your point on Ticket Text. They're saying, I'm not going to spend $300. I'll just drop $600 on a 70-inch TV and everything I need to watch the game. That is Jerry in South Lyon.
You just get to a point with it where, and honestly, with the NFL, the ability to flip channels, yes, Red Zone, you can put it on mute if you don't want to listen to that boner jam, Scott Hansen. It's just... I can't bring the, hey, if you love it, God bless, go do it. But for me, I'm all set.
Yeah, family of four to go to the Lions game is greater than my mortgage. No, thank you.
It's yeah, you just lost cabin pressure. All right, here's Rieger. Are you okay?
Yeah, why? What's
you look up? Flush. You get done playing golf or something?
He always just gets done playing golf.
Yeah. Well, listen, the
did
kid
you shower?
Is, I did.
Okay. The making
kid,
sure.
The kid isn't. You want to smell?
No. You already gave us enough of that scent. That one time you decided not to.
I felt pretty guilty about that.
Go ahead.
No, the kid is in school. So as long as she's in school, I can golf during the day. As soon as she gets out of school, like mid-June, then the golfing is pretty much done because I'm with her, you know? So I'm getting my rounds in now.
I'm not judging you. Yeah. Go do your thing, man.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. We're haters because I got the Lions winning 11 football games.
What do you got, Rico?
I think I'm at 9.
Okay. I got 10. So we're pretty much right in the middle. You know, it's funny. I put this out on social media. I know Mike's a big fan of social media.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
The responses I got for 10-7, now mind you, that is a playoff team that could win the division. And by the way, you had home field last year and you didn't take advantage of it. So as long as you get in the tournament, who the hell cares? But the responses I got, I'm gonna go over them at 6. It's wild. Why is that such an insult?
Okay. I'm going to say this and then I'm leaving. Ready?
Tell me.
Because where we are in 2025, sports mirrors politics. Partisanship has rotted people's brains. Now, how does that work with sports? Simple. 99% of media aren't interested in actually doing their job. They're interested in being liked. Heart emojis and thumbs up.
Pats
also,
in the back.
Fans now have the power to curate a choose-your-own-adventure universe, meaning I don't want to live in the world as it is. I want to live in the world as I want it to be. So then you curate your social media experience to be a bunch of kiss asses, lemmings, and bought and paid for idiots feeding you a message that everything's awesome all the time, and anyone who tells you otherwise is a bad, bad man. That's how we arrive here. When you say 10-7 and you say, guys, you lost both coordinators, Ali McNeil's out at least the first 8 weeks, it's the second hardest schedule in the league, the hardest road slate in league history. Those are facts. Facts don't have feelings. Facts are facts. But when people create a world based on feelings, you end up here.
Yeah, but and I agree with you, and it's well said. I guess what I would like, give me facts and reasoning the other way. So if you think 10 or 11 or 9,
I think just, 11. Well, that's okay, right.
If you think that's way too low and that's almost borderline disrespectful, well, what do you got on your side? Just what? They were injured last year, so this year they're going to get it right because defensively.
Buddy, I got news for you. It's more like what they got in their hand. Because you're thinking with the wrong head. Well, if you're also out here predicting back-to-back 15-2.
And Jaden Daniels will be hurt when they play the Lions.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the first 6 weeks, and I was talking to Rico about this, like, what's better?
getting Lamar and Baltimore early. So the weather is gorgeous, right?
I don't think there's any good time to face them.
You got seven new coaches. Look, you got two new
11-7 could win the division, make the playoffs, win a Super Bowl. It's not being a hater. It's just saying 15-2 was never real.
And we were also having some fun with the early prop bet casino.
Yeah, I have the spreads for all the games. They're on.
No. We were saying Lamar 10 times the amount of rushing yards over Goff.
Okay. Mobile golf season. All right, we're out of here. Rieger's next, 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.